Zefanish Mos Daniel Shane Basar Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Good Moed.
Good morning, good Moed.
Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Mr. Katan.
Good morning. Good
morning, Ben Katz. And Michael
Good morning.
K.
Good morning,
Rabbi. Yossi Wachshel. Okay. So I wanted to do one shiur today. Finish up the shiur that we were didn't finish up before Yontif about Zeya, and then there's another packet that I made some time ago. But has to do with Zeya as well, and it has to do with Pesach. So I figured we'll do those two today. And okay, so we discussed the tshuva of the Rosh. That the Rosh said that if you have, say, milk, and it's steaming. Good morning, Ellie. Good morning. And it's steaming, and it goes to the piece of salami that's hovering on top, and it's Yatzo lettuce bow. So then the halacha is that. That it makes the salami treif, because the zeya gets to the meat, and that was the tshuvas harosh. We mentioned of Ben Tzion Vosner of Abadi that could, based on the tshuvas harosh, that could be that our ovens are so hot that the time it gets to the top of the oven. It just burns up, so the Zeya never got there. Because what are we afraid of? The people who say that they have to have separate ovens for milchik and fleishik are afraid that if they cook milchik, say in the morning in an oven, and then 2 hours later they cook fleishik, so then the Zeya of the milchik went into the top of the oven, and then a couple of hours later when they cook the fleishik, the Zeya of the Fleishik goes in, and then it brings down the Zeya from the walls of the oven into the food and makes it Basar B'Cholof. Because if you had milk in the morning, and then it went up, the fumes went up into the oven, so it's now Nivla into the roof of the oven. So then a couple hours later when you cook Fleishiks, the Fleishik Zeya is going to go up into the oven and bring down the Milchik Zeya and then cause the Milchik to be in the meat as well. That'll make it Basar B'Cholof. So again, so one head to this whole issue is that our ovens are so hot that the Zeya doesn't exist because it burns up as it's going up. So if you would have two things lower down in the oven, one on top of the other, so then there could be Zeya, because then it only needs to get up, go up a little bit, and the milk will asa the meat on top of it. But if there's no meat there now, so it'll only asa if it goes all the way to the top, and in Bolea. But if who says it ever makes it there? And Rav Abadi once said to me, you see by the fact that there's no moisture on the top of the oven, you know, after you cook something, it shows that there's no Zeya because it got burnt up in its ascent to going to the top. It already got burnt up, so it's not Nivla into the oven. Now, the Shlomo Kluger wanted to say another Svar Laheter. He wanted to say that the case of the Rosh and the case we have in Shulchan Aruch is when you have milk, and then like the salami that's hanging from top. So you have so the milk is going to go directly into the salami. But the case of the oven means it goes in, you cook milk in the morning, and then 2 hours later meat. So where did the milk go? Assuming there would be Zeya. In other words, let's assume the ovens would have Zeya. So he's saying even if the ovens would have Zeya, it still is not going to be a problem. Why? Because the oven is going to have, say it has Zayas. Say the Metzias is it does have Zayas. We said it really doesn't, but even if you want to assume it does, so it's going to go into the roof of the oven, and then 2 hours later you're going to cook meat, and what is the meat going to do? The meat is going to create its own Zayas and extricate the milk Zayas and bring it down. So, but he says that maybe ain zeya la zeya. In other words, if the zeya goes directly into the food, that could aser. But who says that zeya could cause zeya that's below balua to be polite? That's what he says. Look here on page in the supplement on page 1. He says that Rosh v'Ramah lo choshu rak im havei hazeya michli habalua mimachal atzmo. Aval im bitchila nivla rak mikoch zeya lo zeya machma zeya zevade ein bo mamish. In other words, there's no zeya la zeya. The zeya could be from zeya into a food, and then an asis. The milk goes into the meat. But here, the milk is going into the wall of the oven, and then the meat is going to extricate it from the wall and bring it down. He says that's too far remote. Ein zeya la zeya. So this heter is saying that even if you want a taina, that there would be, even if you want a taina, that there would be, zeya in an oven, but it's not going to be a problem anyway. It'll only be a problem if you have, like Rav Badi says, if you have two pieces of food, one underneath the other, the milk underneath the meat, and then it goes directly from the milk into the meat. But if there's no meat there now, and it's going to go from the milk into the wall of the oven, and then 2 hours later, the meat is going to create its own zeya and go into the wall of the oven and take and bring down the milk zeya into the meat. So he says that's too far remote. He says, "Lo chashur al gemar zeya mikli abalu mimachal atzmo, aval mitchilos nivla rak mikoch zeya lios zeya machma zeya zavadei ein bo mamish." Varayas harosh avi nami mazeya mimachal atzmo, right? The lomen akli. Good morning, Sani. How are you? Okay. So that's the Rav Shlomo Kluger. So in the Shuv Tam V'Das. However, if you look here in the Yabia Omer by Rav Avadi Yosef in Chelik Hay, page 5. So he has a kasha on Rav Shlomo Kluger. So I want you to tell me if you have a teretz to this kasha. Okay? So this is his kasha. Take a look. In the second arrow, page 5. Umar ma'od timihani el hagon zal shadocha chashash zeh b'shtey yadayim. Man yane b'yom sheyidu barbo din kisu hegdeir shel basar. She'en bo ala zeh b'lvad. Now, what if you have the lid of a pot, of a fleshik pot, right? So the lid was used many times when you were cooking fleshik meat, you know, like the top of the chulin pot, you know, so it's cooking and there's a zeya. Now what happens if by mistake you took the lid of a fleshik pot and within 24 hours, b'toch meis leis, and you put it by mistake on a milchik pot that had milk in it, that was cooking milk, and now the fleshik pot is on top, the fleshik lid is on top. So he says, sarach shishim neger hakisui. He says, you need shishim neger hakisui. Why? Because the zeya of the, so first you had the the pot of the you had the fleishik lid, and now you put it on a milchik pot, and you're cooking milchik in there. So then it's going to aser, unless you have shishim connected the kisui. But isn't that zeya machba zeya? So isn't this Ramah against, and the Ramah here is in the packet as well. On page 6. In loco kisui roseach mikdeirish al basim, nosan osoach kdeirish al cholov, shneim chayim, shneim osrim. So it's going to answer. So isn't that zeh machba zeh? So Rav Avadi Yosef is asking, how could what? The real Shlomo Kluger say it's ain't zeh machba zeh, isn't it against this Ramah? That was the question. I remember many years ago, I think I was in Har Nof at the time, Rav Abadi, or maybe, I don't know, it was Har Nof or here in America, I forget. But we were speaking about it. So he made a comment, you know, Mestama Rav Shlomo Kluger knows this Ramah also. So what would you think? I want you to hear the Kasha, and then tell me what you think. Is it checkmate, or there's a way out of this? That's the Kasha.
Maybe by the case of the parts of the Ramah, it's happening now. It's all happening at the same time. Whereas by Ein Zeh Achar Zeh, it's not Ein Zeh Achar Zeh. First he cooked the fleishig, and then maybe an hour later he put the milchig. It went up to the top. It's like a delayed dish. Maybe then you could say Ein Zeh Achar Zeh.
But over here.
Here it's immediate. It's right there.
Meaning what? What? Say.
While the cover of the pot is there, it's got, they are coming up anyhow. I mean, it's all there.
Meaning, you're saying, are you saying like this, that maybe the case is that you took it, it's not like it happened 3 hours later and it's
right,
cleaned off.
Right.
In other words, by mistake, you were cooking both fleishik and milchik. And you put the fleishik pot, the fleishik cover on the milk when it's still, you know, moist. In other words, so it doesn't really have to extricate anything from the. In other words, it's not that the. In other words, the zeya, in the case of the oven, there was zeya. Say there was zeya, and then there was nivla, and now it's cleaned off. And so now we're saying it's not going to be. But here, it was the zeya is ben.
Yeah.
So in other words, it happened right now. You took, and is that so difficult in the lashon? Let's see. Loka kisi roseh, deir shal baser. Kisi roseh means it's right now. It's still. It's still hot. Mikderish obasser. Yeah, in other words, it's roseach. Meaning, so that it's all. In other words, the idea is if it's already nivla, so then to extricate it, to be poilate the blia, ain't zeh lazeh. But here, you don't. It's mamish moist now, because haraya, it's roseach now. So it means it's happening right now. It's not that it happened 5 hours later. I think. Rabbi said a similar thing at the end, but I think what you said, Harav Katan, is very good. I think he gives his answer is a good answer. What?
But what about the next case of the Ramah? He says, what about the case when the Ramah says, after that, then like you say, training back there, Hamah, Nami's name after
that. Yes, you're right. I was wrong, maybe.
In my case, it's only like they're ham and namishne masurim.
Yeah.
Oh. In his kill, Azir Tachas Akisa. So, what do you say to that?
Right.
In my case, it's only like they're ham. No, but also could mean that I think Harav Katan, I'm going to defend you now. It could mean that it cooled off, but there's still lachukis there. It's just that it cooled off. So it's not a question. In other words, maybe Ein Zeh L'Zeh means when you have to be poilate something from that it's nivla already, whether it's cold or hot. In other words, just because it's cold doesn't mean that it's not liquid anymore. There'll still be cold liquid inside the pot. You follow? So there should still be cold liquid. But it's still a be'en. It's not like we're being poilate something that's nivla. What do you think? Rav Katan, you like my defense? I'm your defense man.
Where's the liquid of it that you're talking about?
On the bottom of the kisui.
Wouldn't that mean bevato?
What?
Wouldn't that be bevato if you're just talking about the condensation?
Yeah, so it would be bevato shishim, but you have to assume that there's condensation maybe throughout the whole kedera. But now the condensation cooled off, but it's still condensation. Because like Rav Abadi said to me, you know, Rav Shlomo Kluger also knew this Ramah. But maybe in a Hanami, if it's cold and you wiped it off and now it's just a question of a bliya, then in a Hanami, that would be the same thing. And then okay, I don't know if you have another teretz or I mean now this is like a double kula because. This would in Zeh L'Zeh, you know, even if there would be if there was Zeh, well, we're saying that there's no Zeh in ovens today, so because it's burned up. But this is saying even if there was Zeh, and now the Zeh's wiped off, you know, it's already 5 hours later, so the Zeh dried up. So it's only a shayla of a bliya. Now we have to be poilate. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Zeya can't be poilate Zeya. That's too far removed.
Rabbi, this is quoting, the Gra at least quotes it from the Mishnah of a woman who's stirring her hand is sweating, which would imply if the oven doesn't have condensation, Allah will be fine.
Well.
The girl quotes from the Mishnah of a woman who's stirring a pot and her hand's sweating.
Right.
And it conducts tumma for hand sweating.
Right.
Implying this halacha doesn't apply unless there's condensation on both of them.
Right.
Some liquid. So right. The oven walls are completely dry. There's no condensation.
Right, it dried off later.
Apply there.
What? So therefore, what are you saying?
Therefore, the halacha shouldn't apply since the oven walls are dry.
The halacha shouldn't apply what?
Because the oven walls are dry. There's no condensation.
No, in other words, there's a difference between the oven walls being dry because the Zeh never got there. So then there was for sure no Zeh. But I'm talking about now in the case where the Zeh got there, but they're dry because it was liquid and then it dried up already.
That's what I'm saying. Based off the Mishnah, it only applies if it's actually wet. Even if the
Zeh got
there.
Is right.
The case the Mishnah talking about? But the halacha is in the Mishnah.
Yes, right. It was wet, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to say? You want to agree or disagree?
I Yeah, I want to agree with Oson Kluger.
That it's talking about that if it's wet, and it's still wet. So then there's a problem. But if there was two stages. One stage is that what Rav Abadi's saying about is that it never got there. But Shlomo Kluger is ain't zeh l'zeh. Okay. Okay, so this is what I, when we were in the middle of the shiur before Yontif, so this is the part that I wanted to. It's interesting, the Kovet Yeshurin, it brings here from Rav Gifter on the next page, page 6. It says, Ishtamshus Tanol Machel. This is from the Kovet Yeshurin. This volume had things from Rav Gifter in memory of Rav Gifter. So he permitted Rav Gifter to use Basar and Cholov in the same oven, Zachar Zeh, even if they're both Megula. And that's what Rav Abadi holds, and Rav Moshe was more Machmir, right? Rav Moshe in the has a tshuva here in the regular packet. On page 29, going on to page that there could be Zayin ovens today. On page 30. That if you didn't see Zayah, then it's not Zayah. But he says, when you're baking something, he says, Vafia ilochish lezeah. El elabishal kadeir magula. Gamnik sha'ish mumal ilochish. So certain things you don't have to be choshish for zeya, like when you're baking something. So there's a shita that by solids there's no zeya. I think Rav Moshe is not saying that, but he's saying it could be solid but zeya. But if you don't have to be choshish that this is zeya. So you don't have to be choshish by afia that is. Establish a afia in lochosh l'zeh al l'bishol g'deir megula gam nirik she'esh l'mal in lochosh. Yeah, really it's on page 27. He says, if there's Zeya, there's Zeya. He says on page 27 on the left side, L'cheini me'ya Zeya ain l'hati l'vashol tafshol b'osu v'tafshol cholav v'gulam v'abizach ha'zeh hava musubkani m'choshim b'stoma. You have to be choshish l'zeya. If you saw zeya, you saw zeya. But it has to be zeya from both things. But if you didn't see it, you don't have to assume. Unless you know. So l'chatchila, maybe you should be choshish. In other words, if you just use, you don't use liquid, you only use solid, Ofo bishlu dvar biveshim shem ochlin b'lamashkin. So the Prima Gordon says, Zeyas ochlin is not osur. If it's an only ochel, only by a liquid. But he's, so Rav Moshe doesn't hold from that. Rav Moshe holds, it depends on the metzias. Was it, if it was mazia, then it was mazia, even if it's a davar yavish. But by a davar yavish, you don't have to be choshish. But by liquid is more chomer, like Rabbi Willow points out. Then you could be mako. But he says if they're mamish mazia, you should be mafka. Okay. But Meiser, you know, I assume, like Rav Abadi and Rav Osner, that the Arovins don't have Zeya. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger makes it even better. Okay. I was looking, here. Okay. Now I brought this other packet here of Yain Sarif. But let me just hold 1 second. I'll be right back. 1 second, please. I was looking at the Sefer Madonei Osher of Lunzer, so he has a discussion whether the Zeya that has to be Yatzo lettuce bow, does it mean that the liquid has to be Yatzo lettuce bow, or does it have to be that the liquid is Yatzo lettuce bow, and therefore it makes the kedera, or the top of the oven, into Yatzo lettuce bow. He says Nafkamina is whether by microwaves, because microwaves maybe the liquid could be Yatzo lettuce bow, but it doesn't make the. But if the walls don't get hot, then then it wouldn't have a blia anyway. By microwaves, but he says because the Trumas Hadeshen is mashma that it's a din in the Zeya it's going to be mechamim the wool. But then he says the Ramah's lashon is that the liquid is cham, even though the wall didn't become cham. He says nafkamina is by a microwave whether you have to be choshesh by a microwave for zay or not. So he was machmir in the Madonei Osher that even though the walls don't get hot, but if the condensation was hot, then it would be a problem of zay. So he wants to say it's a machloikis, the lashon of Trumas Hadeshen and the lashon Ramah, whether it's sufficient that the liquid gets that's hot, or the liquid that's hot that has to make the wool hot. But if the wool never got hot, then they're not. So that's so in the end he's machmer. Okay. Now a little bit about Yain Sarif. You know, what's the story of schnapps? You know, schnapps for Pesach, is that considered chacham? Is that considered chametz gomer? Because schnapps is made from, say, barley, and you cook it, and then you take the condensation, and then that becomes the schnapps. So it's coming from the Zeya. So that's what he quotes here. The Truvas Harash, but then he quotes the Masses Binyamin on page The Sharblad of the Masses Binyamin is on page 10, and then page 11, the Masses Binyamin says that schnapps is chametz gomer. You see, the different types of chametz. Chametz gomer means the whole thing is chametz. Then there's taruvas chametz, that's the first Mishnah here in the third parak, where you have, you know, it's not botel b'shishim, but it's not k'zayis b'dei achilas pras, so it's taruvas chametz. So there's a machlokis in all these cases, kutach abavli sheikhar madi, they're taruvas chametz, meaning they're not botel b'shishim, but they're not k'zayis b'dei achilas pras. So the Mishnah says, eil over in b'pesach. So Rashi says, over b'bali roa. Because as long as you have taruvas chametz, it's not botel b'shishim, you have bali roa. That's what Rashi says, and Tosis disagrees. And he says, no, you're not over bali roa. Over means that you can't, you have to take it off the table, you can't eat it. But bali roa, you're not going to violate just on taruvas chametz. That's not k'zayis b'chalei achilas pras. So the question is, well, what's the story with schnapps? So the Basis Ben Yomim said, the schnapps is like the Tshuvas Harash that we just said. It's Mama Josiah. It's coming from the, it's like taking milk and warming it up, and the fumes. So the same thing from here, it's the fumes of the chametz. So therefore, he says, that's considered chametz gomer. That's what Rav Shechter discussed, you know, those people that don't sell chametz gomer. So I think Rav Shechter said from Rav Salvechik, then they shouldn't, sell schnapps, because schnapps is... We usually don't have schnapps. Once somebody came to our house for Shabbos, he was out of town, he was coming for Shiduchim, and he ate the meals by us, and he wanted to... give us a gift. So he gave us a very nice bottle of schnapps. So as soon as Yossi, did everyone get the packet? Do you guys have the packet? Yeah, Mr. Katan is asking for the packet about Yan Sorov for Pesach Lamistoyf. Okay? So if you could... So he says, so as soon as we got that gift, we know we don't drink schnapps so much. So my wife and I were both thinking, what do we, and we don't sell chametz, we get rid of chametz, but it was a nice bottle. So in the end, we gave it to our super. But when we give it to our super, we don't just give it and say, oh, we're taking it back after Pesach. We give it. In other words, usually we have two people that we give chametz to, either our super or there's a very fine... non-Jewish lady on our floor, but I felt this year with the COVID, she's not gonna want to take anything, so I didn't knock on her door because she doesn't come out, you know. Hopefully she'll come out when everything is over. But so we had pasta, noodles, things like that. So so the day of Bedikas Chametz, we gave it to the super. So that year, we gave that bottle of schnapps. We gave to the super. So that's the shita of the Masses Binyamin, that it's chametz gomer. But then you have the shita of the Beis Ephraim on page 15, and the Beis Ephraim said, you see, there are two places in the Gemara that they use the word zeya. One is, I mean, it's not really the Gemara. One is the Tshuvas Harash, based on the Mishnah and Machshirin. But then you have the Gemara, other places where it speaks about the, if you have an orange here, the Gemara on page 5 in the Gemara Psachim, that. If you have, May Paris, you don't get Malkus for. Or it's according to the opinion that you don't get Malkus for May Paris. because it's even though like you have a fruit of orla, but you don't only drink the juice. So the first opinion says it's only if it's zaysim vanovim, which you get malchus for even on the liquid, but not other things. So if you hold that everything else is considered zeya ba'alma, that only by zaysim vanovim is it considered, the liquid is considered like the thing. So if you have zaysim vanovim of orla and you squeeze it and you just have the juice, you get malchus for for that. So the Beis Ephraim says this could be zeya, the schnapps, but it's like the zeya of orange juice. You see, there are two types of zeya. There's the zeya that's only a derabanan, zeya ba'alma, like when we squeeze an orange and we say the liquid is only, and if you drink the orange juice of orla, then you don't get malchus. It's only derabanan, zeya ba'alma, according to that opinion in the Gemara. But then we have this zeya of the which is l'chumra. So the Beis Ephraim compares it to the Zeya Lekula and says that the whole thing of the schnapps would only be Chomitz Midrabanan. That's the Beis Ephraim Shita. And then there's a third Shita of the Minchas Baruch. Minchas Baruch was the Rav in Chaslavich, where of Soloveitchik. And it's not only the Beis Ephraim, it's also the reference quotes from the Sefer Yad Eliyahu here on page... page 22, to say that Zeh Ba'amot only the Chometz Midraban. So again, the Masas Ben Yamin says it's Chometz Gomer. And the Beis Ephraim says it's only Midrabanan. And the Alter Rebbe says also it's Chometz Gomer, it's Kezayis B'chnei Achilles Pras. It's Chametz Gomer, sort of like the Masas Binyamin. And then the third sheet is the Michas Baruch. The Michas Baruch, again, was the Rav of Baruch Lavsky. Rav Soloveitchik used to use the Sefer because he was the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik grew up in Chaslavich. That was the town that he grew up in. And Michas Baruch was the Rav in Chaslavich. So the Michas Baruch here on page 25 wants to say that it's Taruvas Chametz. It's Taruvas Chametz because he says that the barley, the vapor of the barley comes up, but then you put the barley with water, so the vapor of the water is coming up also. So it's the vapor of both. So therefore, he says that it's considered Taruvas Chametz. And Taruvas Chametz is the Machlokes, whether you violate Bal Yaron, Taruvas Chametz, that's that first Mishnah in the third parak of Pesachim. So it's Taruvas Chametz that doesn't have Kezayis B'chidei Achilas Pras. So that's what the Michas Baruch wants to say. So, I don't know, I was bothered. So what's the Machloikis here? There's a funny Machloikis. The Masas Ben Yamin says it's Chametz Gomer. Because it's like the case in Pesachim. It's like the case of, in the case of the Tshuva Sarash. Right? So, in other words, which Zeya do you compare it to? So the Michas Baruch explains that it depends when something has vapor, is it the... Like, if you would take something and you would melt it, so that's not Zeya, because that's the Guf HaDover. Say I would take an orange and melt it and drink it. So he says that's not Zeya, because Zeya means when you squeeze it, the thing that comes out of the orange. But if you melt something, that's the Guf HaDover. So the question is, how do you view it over here? In other words, since we view that the other words, it's the vapors, but part of the saura is disintegrating. So do you say that that's like melting, and therefore, you know, so that's what the Rosh was mechadish, based on the Mishnah Machshirin, that when the vapors come up, that's ke'ilu, like the milk is melting, so to speak. Or do we view it like the Beis Ephraim says? We view it as if, like, the liquid is coming out of the, you know, and we view it like squeezing an orange. So the Beis Ephraim viewed schnapps like squeezing an orange, so therefore he says it's only drabanim. So if you have the schnapps on Pesach, it's only chametz midraban. And the Masses Ben Yamin says no, it's like the zeya of the ilu, it's like melting, even though it's not totally melting, but it's considered like melting. So that and the Milchas Baruch is similar to the base of, it's not to the base of, similar to the Masses Ben Yamin, but he's saying, but in Lamaisa, it's not only the Sa'orim that are melting, but it's the water also that's melting, so to speak, and therefore it's considered Taruvas Chametz, because part of the part of the Mishmachola, part of the schnapps is coming from the, you know, the Sa'orim, the barley, and part of it's coming from the water component, so it's a Taruvas Chametz. And that's the discussion. And Rav Harfenis has a sequel of the Shitas here in his Sefer B'Kaddish Yisrael, page 27-28. Okay, so that's all connected to this, you know, Truvas Harash that we saw. Because the Rivash has a different Shita. He says that fumes is like, it's like afer. That's why he says that if you have, there's no such thing as zeya. Zeya is like you burnt it, so it's mutter. Only by surah hanah that the halacha is that once something is asur b'hanah and you burnt it, it's still asur b'hanah. So that's why the Truvas Rivash would say that all the zeya, even if you would have condensation, it's mutter because it's like burning something up. So these two things that we had about the ovens on one hand and about the schnapps. So we have, because again we have the zeya of the Gemara in the zeya of what? The Zeya of the Truvas Harash, of the Mishnah Machshirin, which is considered like the thing itself. And then we have the Gemara about the Tan in the Gemara that says when you squeeze an orange, that's considered Zeya Ba'alma Lakula. And if it would be Orla, it wouldn't be Chayef. Okay, so take a look at that packet with three Shitas of whether it's considered Chametz Gomor, schnapps, because basically we're taking the barley together with water, and we're you know, causing it to, putting it on the fire and causing fumes, and then that's going to be somehow distilled and made into schnapps. So is that considered like the Truvas Harash's case? So it's Chametz Gomer. Or is it no? It's like squeezing an orange, where we say it's only drabanan. So whatever comes out is considered like when you squeeze an orange. That's what the Beis Ephraim says, and the Beis Ephraim says, and the Yad Eliyahu. And the Alter Rebbe says the Chumrah, and the Michas Baruch says it's Taruvas Chametz, because it's basically like the Masses Ben Yamin, but he says, but Lamais, it's also the water component, so it's both, so it's like Taruvas Chametz. Okay, Rebbe, say, you know, There's another tshuva that I really should do one day with you also about kidneys. You know, like different cotton oil or things like that. Does that have the din of kidneys? Or is it only kidneys is only on the be'en? Because a lot of things like sodas and things like that, they don't get a heksher for Pesach because there's may kidneys. There's kidneys, but the question is, when kidneys is in its liquid form, do we still have the din of kidneys? And then Rav Abadi points out that Medina, even if it does, but it's kidneys is batel berov. So that's why there could be. So a lot of things don't get heksher for Pesach because they're kidneys. But first of all, the kidneys make kidneys, and the kidneys, like Ravadi pointed out, might be bottled barov. But the hashkachas today, like Rav Shechter pointed out, they don't hashkachas today don't rely on bittel. They won't give a heksher if something tray for. Not, is there, even though it's bottled. Because they don't, you know, like Rav Shechter said, because they're assuming that when a person sees the heksher, it means that there's no issue whatsoever. Even though in halach it's mutter. See, Rabadi, but he thinks something is okay, he's based on, he doesn't work with policies. You see, U.S. policies, like Rav Shechter said, based on Choshen Mishma, they don't want to misinform somebody or something like that, but the mice, everybody should think when he says something is kosher or not for Pesach, could be based on, you know, halachas of bittel, you know, which are legitimate halachas. But still, the other, like, oh, you won't give a heksher on something, like Rav Shechter pointed out, on something that's bottled, even though it's mutter al-pidin. But that's a policy, for whatever reason they have. Okay, Ramosei? So this was the first part of the shiur of Shlomo Kluge that I meant to say, you know, the day, you know, how we had to stop the shiur in the middle. And this, I wanted to, you know, give you the, since it's Pesach, I wanted to show you the Yayin Sarah for Pesach, and you can look it inside, but those are the different three shitas that we have. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we still are on for the Bechin after Pesach. How's the Chazara going?
Okay.
And what did we say, April?
We should do it on Monday.
The Monday of April 20th? Or what day was Monday?
Yeah, 20.
20, okay. So we'll talk about the time and everything like that. And then we'll start doing... We'll start doing... Wait, can I just... we'll still have Esti. We'll do, start Pasa B'chola Be'ez Hashem. Okay, let me just say hello to everybody. Rav Katan? Okay, so I like your thing with Rav Shlomo Kluger. And Sani, how are you? Okay, how was Yontif? You're in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rav Katz?
Not really.
Okay, how's Tina?
Good.
Yeah, okay. Michael K. Shlita? You were in Tinek also? Danny Liu? Okay, it's good to see you. And Yossi Wagshel Shlita? And Harav Eli Deutsch Shlita? Okay. Okay, and it would be good if Rabbi Tuchman would give you a chazara. I'm going to speak to him and tell him about the shiur, because it's a lot of yesodis, and I'd like him to help you get even a better havana in everything we discussed now. Okay, Rabosei. Okay, it's great to see you. So, yeah. So tomorrow is Ready Erev Yontif, so we're not going to have. But then, after Pesach, we'll have, the Bechin, and then we'll start. And Yossi, you'll be able to give the guys the packets for Basa B'Cholov, you know where they are, online?
They're already posted on the WhatsApp. There's a link to...
There's a link, yeah. Okay. And, I miss you guys a lot, even though we see each other on Zoom. It's Ein Adoma, giving you a Shalom Aleichem with my hand. I really miss you guys a lot. It's... You know, as you know, this last week was a very difficult time for me, and I'm thankful for everyone there being there for me. And we should share good things in the future with each other. And wish you a good Yontif. And I'm going to let Rabbi Tuchman know what we did, so he'll chazer over with you. And you should all be well.
Thank you.